Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited. Our good friend Jerry Silberman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the CEO and the founder of Corporate Turnaround, and he's got a new website called TurnaroundStories.com. And we're going to be talking about some of those stories today. And, you know, folks, if you've been a small business owner for very long, you know what a fine seam our businesses weave with our personal lives. Very, very little difference, very, very little ability we most of us have to tell when one starts and the other stops. And that includes every aspect of our lives, our relationships, our business, our finances, our credit, and the problems that go along with it. And that's what Jerry's here to talk about. Jerry Silberman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you having me on your show.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Jerry. And I know you're out there every day working hard with people and small business owners to help them get right side up when they get upside down on their credit. You know, I've been a small business owner for almost 26 years, Jerry. You know what? There's nothing. The only ugliness that I avoided that any small business owner can go through is I didn't take bankruptcy. I was bankrupt once. I just didn't take bankruptcy. A judge once said to me, Jim, you're why we made bankruptcy laws, your situation. And I said, I know. And I didn't. I worked out of it. But my point is I was there. I've been there. And there's not anything you go through that I haven't gone through, basically. And so when I talk about this with small business owners, the things that you and I are going to talk about today, you know, I can feel their pain when the credit on either side of the equation gets upside down. What do you think?
Jim, I don't think there's any business owner ever, a small business owner, I should say, that hasn't felt the pinch of a tight cash flow at some time or another.
Yep.
And I'm saying that lightly because when you feel that so-called pinch, it is debilitating, it's immobilizing, and it affects not just your business, but it affects your personal life. I can't tell you, it's
yep.
such a high our clients are all in trouble, and they're all in deep trouble. Nobody comes to my company, Corporate Turnaround, and says,
right.
Well, you know, we want to be proactive, and our things are a little tight. Or they may say that, and then you find out the truth is that they can barely afford to pay the interest
right.
on their debt, much less pay the debt back. And if you're just paying the interest on the debts that you owe, you will never get out of debt ever. So there's no light at the end of the tunnel,
mm-hmm.
and either they close their doors or have to file for bankruptcy. But the thing is, they are now no longer able to support their family, to
right.
feed the people that they have to feed. And it's not just their family, it's the families of their employees, because as every small business owner knows, that it's your family and it's the family of your employees that you're responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and that's the beauty about owning a small business, is that responsibility.
That's right.
But when you get deeply in debt, you don't know where to turn. People think, well, I should talk to a bankruptcy attorney, and that is not always the way. There are other alternatives, such as negotiating with your creditors.
Right.
But unless you're an expert at negotiating with collect creditors, collection agencies, and attorneys, you're not going to necessarily help yourself.
Well, you also, we get pretty passionate in these situations. We're not only passionate, we're also desperate. When you get into that situation, the emotions are high, your nerves are on the edge, you're desperate for a solution. And you're not thinking, you know, you're not thinking too straight a lot of times. And so
that's
you
right.
need a separate professional, dispassionate person or entity to help you with these things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why I know you do such a good job with your folks, Jerry. What about, when people come to you, are they more likely to have the business has created personal problems, or is it more likely that their personal problems have created problems for the business?
It's They're so intertwined. You said it in your opening. They're completely intertwined. So you're saying
it's hard to tell the difference.
Is it chicken or the egg first?
Yeah.
Is it the egg? It's the same thing. It's exactly the same. Let me give you a quick story.
Even if you have a corporate entity as your business, if your business
it's
is
the same thing.
Even if you have an LLC or a sub S corp or whatever, even if you have that, it's the money situation is the same, isn't it?
Let me tell you, when you say if it's incorporated or not, if you're protected personally, you're not. Because all small business owners have signed personally, even if they are incorporated.
That's right.
It's almost one and the same. So when you talk to a bankruptcy attorney and you're thinking possibly of Chapter 11, which is extremely expensive, especially for a small business, it's almost impractical, depending on the size of the business and the situation. But these people get into such deep problems, even if they file for bankruptcy and the company's no longer liable, they can just go to you personally. So it doesn't necessarily give you
and
all
folks,
the protection.
And, folks, what Jerry's talking about is when you borrow money from a bank, you may not remember, but if you think about it, you signed your name twice. One was for encumber the company, and the other one was as a personal guarantee. Go ahead, Jerry.
Right, a credit card is the perfect example. People say, I don't know if I signed that personally, and I already know you did before I saw the paperwork, because it's a requirement on any of the major credit cards, unless you're a really large company.
Right.
But we're talking about small mom and pops here. Let me mm-hmm. give you a quick example of how these things are tied in. I had a client who was having a financial problem. His landlord was one of his business partners, so he worked out a deal with the landlord very creatively
mm-hmm.
that he was going to get part of his business. Well, things started going bad, and they had an argument. Then the landlord sues him and evicts him because he said he hadn't paid his mortgage, his rent.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, they worked out a deal. The rent was part of his investment in the company, so that didn't work. Then the client was re-diagnosed with cancer. Then his wife left him while he was receiving his first chemo treatment that day.
That's cold.
Then it is cold. Then he fell off a ladder and hurt his shoulder badly. Now, how's he supposed to
You're
run
You're breaking
his
my
business?
Heart, Jerry.
But this is the story of virtually every client we have.
Yeah.
It's that bad. And here's the thing. They can hardly afford anything. The people that come into our program usually can afford between 1% to 2% of what they owe per month. That's the interest on the debt.
TurnaroundStories.com is one website. You want to give us another one, Jerry?
CorporateTurnaround.com. But I like Turnaround Stories because it'll show you the stories. These are videos.
You might see
of
yourself there, folks.
This.
So check that out.
Yeah,
quick
exactly.
break, 20 after. We come back. We're going to talk about how the personal problems can turn into corporate problems. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.